Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we're joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're going to be talking about what's happening over in Emery County and along the Santa Fe Swell. Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Aiden.
And you know, it was a nice meeting yesterday. Not too long, not too short. You were able to cover a good amount of ground and a good amount of items in your last commission meeting. Two really stood out, though, and of course they were at the very beginning. You had two presentations from people that the commission has previously donated to. So you had the 2025 Girl State attendees stop by, and you also had representatives from the Castle Country Classic Livestock Show stop by. What does it mean to you and the commissioners to see these groups come back and give a report on how these events went, and thank you for your donations?
Yeah, so we're able to donate to these different causes and trainings for our youth, and it's nice to have them come back to return and report, let us know what they learned and what they did, so that they feel some accountability with our donation to return and report. And it was great. The Castle Country Classic Livestock Show. There was a good group of youth, and they all had belt buckles and were showing them off, which was pretty awesome.
You know, that was a very dapper-looking group of kids. And, you know, we always talk about the importance of sending youth out, getting that experience in government, getting them prepared to be the future leaders in our county and across our state. And I think when the Girls State attendees came back, they really demonstrated that that's the case with this camp.
Oh, they did. And they talked about what they learned, you know, how to run a public meeting, agendas, and they were even able to push some mock legislation and go through the process of government. And I think it opened their eyes to what how government is run, how our country's run, taxes, all kinds of things. So it was good to hear and get our youth educated and hopefully our future leadership of Emery County with those with the Girls State. It seemed like they were interested, and hopefully they run for city councils, mayors, and commission in the future.
And it was definitely a future generation of leaders there in the meeting. Now, the rest of it was kind of made up of a lot of talk of conditional use permits. Now, a few commission meetings ago, you guys made the decision that when it comes to non-conforming lots, you're just not going to do conditional use permits. It was causing too much of a headache, too much confusion with it. And you guys have really stuck to that, and it really showed in a few of the ones. I mean, you look at the Swell Camp and the LaSalle Stables issues that you guys had to discuss yesterday. And that conditional use permit talk really took the forefront of those discussions.
Yeah, these public these conditional use permits or land use issues are really tough. We want to support business. We want business to succeed. The challenge we have is we have ordinances that we need to follow. So it puts us in a tough spot. We want businesses to succeed, but we also have ordinances that allow there to be a way of doing business. So we have to deal with these issues. Some of them are tough because we have businesses by residential, and there's noise and there's different things. And so working through the challenges of land use is always tough, but we try to do our best to mitigate those issues. But yeah, it's a challenge for sure.
And, you know, when it came to the Hunter Solar Battery Storage Condition Use Permit, you guys brought up a point that I had never really considered, and that's that, you know, they get these conditional use permits, and then they keep coming back to you and the Planning and Zoning Commission to have them changed, to have them worded differently in order to get some of those government benefits, some of those different perks that you might be seeing. But when these solar fields, they often are changing hands, and it puts you guys in a position where you may have had an agreement with one that, yeah, we'll give you this, you just got to help donate to the community, give to the fair, give to these other organizations. But as it switches hands consistently, it puts you in a sticky position where you're trying to enforce these with these new owners.
Yeah, so we, you know, a lot of these decisions were made before our time. We just have to, the new commission has to follow up and follow through with past decisions. But, you know, the solar field, we want to be an energy producing county. And so we do have projects in our county that create energy. Solar is one of them. But, you know, with the impact to our community, we ask them to donate to local causes, to donate to the county fair, to different city celebrations. And we've had a challenge lately as it changes hands to get some of those donations. So it's been frustrating because at the front end, we it's a handshake agreement to ask for donations and be a part of the community. And then when it falls off and changes hands, it puts us in a spot where promises were made and not fallen through. So anyway, we're working through that. And hopefully, as things change hands and ownership, we can build relationships with new owners.
You know, on a much lighter note, you and I were talking about it beforehand, but the Emory County Fair is almost here, coming up at the end of the month, and you wanted to give your biweekly spotlight to the committee organizing the fair.
Yeah, you bet. We have a great fair committee. I wish I could name them all by name, but they're fantastic. We also have volunteers that we call them helpers that help with the county fair. But we're excited about the county fair at the end of the month. We have a lot of good fun activities. We do have carnival rides and different things that are coming. So please come out and support. But we did want to really highlight our fair committee and helpers that help with the county fair.
You know, as it gets closer and closer to the Emory County Fair, I mean, the excitement's building for me, and I'm sure it's building for you guys over in the administration building. Yeah, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, just enjoy the holiday. We have the 4th of July upon us. Be safe. Have fun. Just a really good time to be with the family and friends. Just, I think, the idea would be, you know, be safe with where you're at. I know it's fire season, so being careful with, we don't want to have any fires in the community, but we also want everybody to have a lot of fun. But please be safe out there. That's about all I have for comments on that.
Well, Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for always taking the time to come talk with us, help build that transparency in the community. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Emory County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're talking about what's happening over in Emory County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.